Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to The Sound of Power, Prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We are so very, very excited that you've joined us this morning as we go before the Lord in prayer today. If there are those that are on the line this morning that have particular prayer requests, we have released all the lines, and we are going to pause for a moment to take your prayer requests before we get started. Amen.
Ted, I would like continued prayer for the little baby, Shallow, and her family. Her father is losing faith in God about the situation. So I ask for continued prayer for the whole family.
Amen. We will certainly keep them lifted. Amen. And for those who were not on the call last night, I also announced that our Chicago chapter regional director, Elder Octavius Davis, she lost her husband on yesterday. So we want to make sure we keep her and her family lifted in prayer. She really needs us to rally around her in this time because all of this was sudden. Everything happened suddenly. And so we've got to keep them lifted before the Lord. Her son just went off to college. She was just ordained last week, or it was week before last. So many things were happening at one time, both good and bad. So she is definitely in a place of mixed emotions. Her emotions, of course, are everywhere. She's got a celebration on this side, but now she's got to prepare to bury her husband. And we just got to keep her lifted. We got to keep them lifted. And let's remember to continue to pray one for another. Where people are dealing with serious matters in this time and they need our intercession. And so, and please know that your time spent in prayer for someone else is never in vain. Never in vain. It's always God's will, the way things turn out. But you can't go wrong by asking God for grace and mercy. Can never go wrong for asking God to spare life, even though things may turn out differently. It's never wrong for asking Him to allow His grace and mercy to hold them in the earth, if it be His will. So we have prayed and we believe and we bow to the sovereign will of God. That's all we can do. It's about His sovereignty. Are there any other prayer requests before we start our rotation? I'm going to ask everyone to please make sure that your phone is not either on a headset or on a speaker, because it releases a echoing sound for those of us that hear. So if you're on a speaker or if you're on a headset, we're going to need you to keep your phone muted. If you're one of the intercessors and you're part of the rotation, when it's time for you to pray and you come off mute, you're going to either have to come off your headset or off that speaker so that you will not release that sound. Otherwise, your prayer is distorted, and it just creates an issue and a break, actually, in the prayer and in the flow of the prayer. So please make sure anytime that you're on a conference call, that if you are going to participate in the prayer, that you cannot be on mute or a headset. I'm sorry,
yes,
you cannot be on mute or a speaker. Go ahead.
Yes, Ella Melinda, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mother Margie. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank God. I just want salvation for my family, and I would definitely be in prayer for the sister that lost her companion. I know what that feels like, one of those sudden deaths when you lose that companion, and we definitely be in prayer for her.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Margie. We appreciate that. Yes, ma'am. Amen. And asking the PIM members to remember my meeting today and pray for favor as I go for that meeting, that God would give us favor and He would exceed our expectations today when we go, that He'll do more than we want. Expected. That's what I want to believe God for today as I go into this meeting. So I'm going to praying going to be the way to that meeting. So I'm going to ask Sharon if you are available to open us up. Sharon, I'm going to have Shauna. Following Shauna, I'm going to have Pat. Following Pat, we're going to have Donald. And I will come in and do a quick closeout. So we're going to try to keep it around 7 minutes each intercessor this morning. Again, there's Sharon, Shauna, Pat, and Donald. And then I will come back for a quick closeout. We're going to go ahead now again. Please go ahead and mute your lines until it is your time to participate in the rotation, because I'm going to leave all lines open. So I'm going to count on you to use whatever mute you have on your phone to mute your phone this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sharon, it's in your hands.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness that you show towards us this morning, O God. You allowed us to rise up, and we're in our right mind, O God. We thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. Thank you, O God, for allowing us once again to be in the land of the living. God, we thank you that you still allow this earth to spin on its axle, O God. We thank you, O God, that you held back the hands of terrorism. Thank you, O God, that you protected us all night as we slept. God, we thank you that you held back and you kept back, God, the intruder, the robber, the thief, those that were coming to our homes, fires, oh God. We don't take nothing for granted, but God, this morning, we just want to tell you thank you. Before we ask you for anything, God, we want to thank you for everything. Thank you for being good unto us when we didn't even deserve it. Thank you for your grace, oh God, and thank you for your mercy. God, you have been merciful unto us, and we want to give you thanks, God. This morning, we come this morning because you are so great. You are our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, the Almighty God. You are our all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God. And so, God, we come collectively as the pen intercessors. We come individually, God, with individual needs and desires and, God, prayers unto you, God. We come, God, collectively as your intercessor, God, as one that would stand in the gap, God, for ourselves as well as for someone else, asking you for your mercy. God, we need you this morning. We need your hand. We need your direction. We need your wisdom. We need your knowledge, God. We need your peace. We need the hope of glory. God, we need you in every area of our lives. We need you in every minute of our day, God. We need you like never before. So, God, before we ask you, oh, God, and before we stand, God, in the gap for someone else, we come first asking you to forgive us for any sin, all unrighteousness, our thoughts, our deeds, our intentions, God. Oh, God, anything that may be in our heart that will keep us from you or keep you, God, from hearing our prayer. So, God, we ask that you would forgive us and let that precious blood of Jesus Christ wash us again, oh God. We don't mind being washed again and again, oh God.
with the blood of Jesus Christ. Wash us, O God, and make us new. Wash us, O God, and cause our minds to be bound to the mind of Christ. Wash us, O God, and take the filthiness off of our hands. Wash us, O God, and purify this heart that's in us, O God. And so, God, this morning we come, God, with individual prayers. We come, God, with some specific prayers. We come, God, asking you that you would meet our sister in Chicago, oh God, and deal with her, oh God. We know that you are the God stands high and looks low. You're the God that sits on your throne. You know all things, oh God. We know that you are the sovereign God. And God, there are times when death comes and we don't understand. Stand it, oh God. There are times when we lose our loved ones, oh God, and it breaks our hearts. But we know that you're the God that can take a broken heart and mend it, oh God. We know that you're the God that every question we have, that you would give us an answer. And so, God, we ask that you would be with our sister in Chicago, oh God, and those that have lost their loved ones, oh God, recently. We lift up Sherry Williams, oh God. We lift up Christy, oh God. We lift up our sisters and our brothers that have lost their loved ones, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would be with them, God, that you would meet them, that you would comfort them, oh God. That, God, during their time of mourning, oh God, that you would comfort them. And then, God, for us that are left, we pray, oh God, for we know that our day will come. We pray, oh God, that our heart and our mind, that we will be in alignment with you, oh God, that we'll be ready when you call our name. So, God, we are asking you to deal with us, anything that's not like you. We ask, oh God, that you would take it out. And, God, you would cleanse us, that we would be rapture ready, that we'd be ready when you call our name, that we'll be ready if you crack the sky, oh God. So, God, this morning, we ask, oh, God, that you would be with us and be with our sisters and our brothers, oh, God, and mend the broken heart and deliver them, oh, God. Even, God, we ask that you would rebuke depression, oh, God. Don't allow them to go into a depressed state, oh God, but help them to know that you are with them and you would never leave them or forsake them, oh God. Have your way, God. Deal, oh God, even comfort their children, oh God, and their children's children. God, we sometimes don't understand with these finite minds, but God, you are God that's wise and you know all things. And so, God, we ask that you would be with our family, the body of Christ, our sisters and our brothers, even Cora, oh God, Lampkin, be with them, God. And we ask it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, knowing that you are the God.
Yes, yes.
That will be with us and have every answer to our need. And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we declare your glory, God. We declare that you are our Lord and there is nobody like you, Father. We honor you for who you are and for the glory due your name. Yes. God, we worship you in the splendor of your holiness. Father God, yes. You are a holy and righteous God. We praise yes. you with yes. our Lord. Whole heart because your grace and your mercy, God, is so far beyond what we deserve, but you're faithful, God. God, we are so faithful, and for this, oh God, your praise will continually be in our mouths, oh God. You're gracious to us, oh God. We pray that your presence will be manifested in every area of our lives. Help us, God, to live a lifestyle that will glorify you, God, and forgive us, God, when we fall short. Father God, we come to you completely surrendered, God, expecting to, oh God, the Holy Spirit to work in and through us, oh God. We pray, oh God, for miraculous healings, oh God,
for our loved ones, oh God. We seek your plan, oh God, for every area of our lives, oh God, emotionally, God, physically, mentally, oh God, and even spiritually, oh God. God, we know that you have plans to prosper us, oh God, to give us hope and a future, oh God. Father God, you know the thoughts, oh God, conceived in our hearts before we ever even vocalize them. You told us, Father, to come before you and ask for every need of our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You told us, oh God, that through prayer, oh God, you will speak to us and use us, oh God, even to work miracles for your glory, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your glory be revealed in our lives, oh God. We seek, oh God, the lies, oh God, and the enemy, oh God, that tell us that we will be stuck in our present situations, oh God. We find comfort in your word, oh God, that tells us that we will live, oh God, to declare the glory, the love, and the works, oh God, of our mighty Lord. You promise, oh God, that when we seek you with our whole heart, that we will find you, oh God. So we seek only after you and acknowledge you as our resource, oh God. God, even for those who are troubled in their heart, oh God, we pray for stillness, oh God, that you would calm their wayward minds, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your people will seek after you like never before. God, we're leaning heavily on you for your divine direction and strategy, oh God. Every feeling of anxiety, oh God, stress, oh God, every fear felt on the inside, oh God, and those things that would cause us to be distracted, oh God, and focus on the things of this world instead of you, oh God, we release it to you, oh God. For those who've experienced loss because of the storms, oh God, for those, oh God, who have lost loved ones, oh God, we release it all to you, oh God. And God, even as you begin to give direction and strategy, we pray, oh God, that your people will open their hearts and their lives to you, oh God, even so that they're able to receive your words of direction, oh God, your words of inspiration, oh God, and your divine will for their lives, oh God. God, don't cause their hearts to be hardened towards you, oh God. God, don't cause them to feel a sense of hopelessness, oh God, but cause them, oh God, to remember, oh God, that even in the midst of this, that you are still Lord, oh God, and that you are still working it out for our good, oh God, and that you will never leave them, oh God, or forsake them, oh God, but everything, oh God, is for your glory, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they will wait on your voice, oh God. Cause their ears to be deaf to the voice of the enemy, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your people will not move to the left nor to the right, oh God, with everything, oh God, that comes to distract them, oh God. Generational curses, oh God. Strongholds, oh God. God, even mental insecurities, oh God, and anxiety, oh God. Depression, oh God. We pray, oh God, for life and life more abundantly, oh God. We cry out to you, Abba Father, for healing, oh God. Healing for emotional issues, oh God. Even, oh God, for physical issues, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. The God who heals, oh God, and that you have the final word, oh God, of the destiny for our lives, oh God. Even the number of years, oh God, that we'll live and spend on this earth, oh God. So we pray, oh God, for divine healing, oh God, but we know that you are sovereign, oh God. We cry out to you, Father, oh God, and stand in the gap for those who are mourning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Your word says that you are close to the brokenhearted, oh God, that you rescue those whose spirits are crushed, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are our refuge and strength. Hallelujah, Jesus, a very help in the time of trouble, oh God. Comfort them, oh God, with your love, oh God. Wrap them up, oh God, in your embrace, oh God. God, we know, oh God, that life can be hard, oh God, but you know, oh God, their issues, oh God. God, you've seen their moments of despair, oh God. You feel, oh God, their pain and understand their discomfort, oh God. Stand beside them, oh God, in their grief and their sorrow, oh God. God, even when they turn their hearts against you, oh God, God, still be there for them, oh God. Comfort them, oh God, even in their moments of anger, oh God. God, break through, oh God, even the feelings of loneliness and suffering, oh God. God, you know that You have encountered sorrow, oh God, and even, oh God, you still lay a glorious path before your people, oh God. We pray, oh God, for hope, oh God. We pray for healing, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they will still experience the harvest of righteousness, oh God, that you promised to them, oh God. God, we bless you, oh God. God, we bless you, oh God, and we even, God, release you, oh God, to allow you, oh God, to choose to release your will, oh God, according, oh God, to the way that you purpose it, oh God. We bow, oh God, to your sovereign will, oh God, and we come into agreement, oh God, and in alignment, oh God, to you in spite of our emotional situations, oh God. We choose, oh God, to walk in power, God. We choose to walk in authority, oh God. God, even when our faith is weak, oh God, you still say it is enough. You have a God. God, but our love for you,
oh,
God,
hallelujah,
will continue to be
Jesus.
Strong, oh God.
Yes,
God,
yes.
You
thank
already
you, God.
Hold our heart and our life in your hands, oh God. We know it's up to you, oh God. God, so even for our friends and our loved ones, oh God, even if you can show your glory in the midst of this, oh
yes,
God,
yes,
through
Lord,
healing,
hallelujah.
Oh God, this is what we pray for, oh God. This is what we desire, oh God. God, we desperately seek your face, oh God.
Yes,
we offer
yes,
you
yes,
no
God.
Promises, oh God. No bargains, no deals, oh God, in exchange, oh God, for the things that we desire, oh God. But we bow before you, oh God, and even in our unwillingness, oh God, we give a yes to your will. Yes, God. God, we cry out to you, oh God, to offer up supplication for healing, oh
yes,
God.
Yes,
bless
yes.
them,
thank
oh
you,
God. Change their circumstances, oh God. Give them peace, oh God, and even give them spiritual prosperity, oh God.
Yes,
God, comfort
yes.
them in abundance, oh God. Fall, let your spirit fall on them, oh God. God, even
yes,
let
yes.
them experience your love, oh God, at a greater level, even in the midst
yes,
of
yes,
this, oh God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Acknowledge you, oh God, as being Lord, oh God. We acknowledge you, oh God, as being Jehovah Roha, our shepherd, oh God. So we lean on our shepherd, oh God, for our loved ones, oh God, for our friends, oh God. We know,
yes.
oh God, that you are still mighty, that you are the God of the mountains, oh God, and the God of the valley, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are even still Jehovah Shalom, oh God. So even in the midst of this, oh God, cause us to remember, oh God, the testimonies that you've given to us in the past, oh God. Don't allow us, oh God, to dwell in our current situations, oh God. God, but let them still experience the fullness of love, oh God, that you promised to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, dear God. Father God, this morning, God, we lift up our ministry. We lift up Penn's ministry. We lift up Elder Belinda, God, the person that you have called, you have chosen over this ministry, God. Father God, you have given to Elder Belinda a great work to accomplish in the name of Jesus. Father,
mm-hmm.
we war to release of the releasing of finance and all resources that belong to her, to the ministry of Penn, God. Everything
yes,
prepared
God.
For her before the foundation of this world.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
God, that pertains to the life of her ministry, her calling, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call in resources, high. Hey, God, from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. Father God, we declare and we decree, God, that the resources, Lord, oh God, are coming in, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, every recourse necessary, oh God, for her to fulfill your kingdom business, God. Oh God, we call it in, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, God, that the wicked, that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up for us, God, but it is released now in the name of Jesus. Lord of our Shanda, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, before she go where she got to go today, to take care of business of the ministry, God. Oh God, we ask you to already be there, God.
Oh,
God, we declare and we decree, God,
save, oh God. Oh God, favor, unspeakable favor, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we're thanking you right now for what you've done for the ministry of PN, God, and every person, God, that are a part of PN, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for our children, God. We ask you to watch over our children and keep them, God. Keep them from harm, God. Watch over them, God, wherever they go. Watch over their going and their coming, God. Lord, give them, God, God, what you have for them, God. Father God, there's nowhere they can go, God, that you are not there, God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to protect them, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to let them not, God, oh God, be easily drawn by strangers, God. But God, remember the voice of the Lord of Isaiah.
Yes,
God, we ask
Thank
you to
you,
let
God.
Your ministering angels camp around our children, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, clear their pathway, God. Strengthen them where they are weak, God. Oh God,
yes,
whether they are babies or grown up, God, or men, youth, or God, in the name of Jesus. God, they steal our children. You gave them to us, God. And Father God,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, to be their guide. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to, oh, God, to go with them, God. Now, everywhere they go, God, be there, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to block and to stop the hands of the enemy. Oh, God, they try to turn them away from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you today, God. We bless you, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that we know that we are your children. We are your chosen vessel, God. Oh, God, we thank you that we are the one you call to stand in the gap for your people, God. Oh, God, and we pray for our unsaved loved one, God. We ask you to let them hear the voice, hey, God, of Isaiah, of your voice, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, let them turn from their wicked ways, God, and acknowledge you, God, in all their ways, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, to deliver those that are on drugs, deliver those that are on alcohol, deliver those that are prostitutes, deliver those, God, of Isaiah, God, of gamblers, God. Oh, God, deliver your people, God, from the hand of the enemy, God. If they don't hear your voice, God, they won't know how to come to you, God. And God, we're asking you, Jesus, to strengthen, God, your people all over this world. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, this morning we come boldly, O God, before the throne of grace, O God, as a seed of Abraham, O God, an heir, O God, of God that bless, O God, the Lord, and redeem from our curse of the law, O God.
Yes,
Father
yes.
God, Lord, God, you are no respecter of person, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, we pray, O God, this morning, O God, for healing, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, O God. You are a God that promised to bless our bread and our water, O God. O God, and take away sickness and diseases, O God, from the midst of us, O God. You promise, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, to redeem us, O God. O God, you promise, O God, that you will heal us, O God. You promise, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, that we will abide in the, O God, in the presence of your tabernacle, O God, Lord Jesus. You bind, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, the power of Satan, O God, that is attacking our mind, O God, and taking away the truth, O God, and stealing our health, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, O God, we stand, O God, in the promise, O God, of your word, O God. O God, renew our mind this morning, O God. Help us, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, that you will work miracles, O God, in our lives, O God. You will remove sickness and diseases, O God, and infirmities, O God, that are attacking our bodies and our mind, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, O God, we pray this morning, O God, for those, O God, who are suffering, O God, this morning, O God, from the aftermath, O God, of the storm, O God, in the island, O God, of Bermuda, O God, there's no one, O God, who is living on that island right now, O God. O God, that island, O God, is totally, O God, destroyed. Father, Lord Jesus, O God, only you know, God, in the midst of the pain, O God, in the midst, O God, of the anger, O God, let peace and tranquility, O God, overflood their minds, O God. Let them hold on to the only thing that is promises, God, and that's your word, O God. Father, Lord Jesus, O God, we thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, because, O God, you promise, O God, that you allow no evil, O God, nor disease, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, to invade our life, to keep us in bondage, O God. You promise, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, that you, O God, that you will keep us, O God, from, O God, in the presence, O God, of your tabernacle. You will hide us, O God, in the presence, O God. O God, you promise, O God, that you will restore, O God, our youthful strength, O God, of age, O God. You promise, O God, that you will, Lord Jesus, to hearken, O God, to us, O God, and heal us, O God. You promise, O God, that no evil will befall us, nor any plague come near our dwelling, because you will give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, O God. You promise, O God, a comprehensive benefit package, O God. O God, that you will forgive, O God, our iniquities, O God, and to heal our disease, O God, and to redeem us, O God, from destruction, O God. You promise, O God, that your word, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, will be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path, O Father. You promise, O God, Lord, that your word, O God, would be life, O God, to us, O God, and to health, O God, Lord Jesus, our flesh, O God. You promise to recover us, O God, to make us live, O God. You promise, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, that our physical being, O God, will be strengthened, O God, by your word, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God, you promise, O God, that you will heal us and protect us, O God. You promise, O God, to keep us in the safest place of your tabernacle. O God,
yes,
you promise,
yes.
O God, that you will cover us, O God, with your wings, and only your wings you will take refuge, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, O God, we pray this morning, O God, that healing, O God, would render to your people. You will heal our mind, O God. O God, you will heal us, O God. You will help us, O God, where we are battered, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, you, this morning, O God, many of us, O God, our mind, O God, Lord Jesus, Satan has attacked our mind. He's attacked us, O God, in every areas of our lives, our health, O God, our finances, O God. But today, O God, Lord Jesus, today we will recover everything that was taken away or stolen from us, O God. O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we declare and decree, O God, that everything that was taken away, O God, that we will recover, O God. We will recover our family. We will recover our finance. We will recover our health. We will recover, O God, our place in you. We will recover, O God, Lord, so our mind, O God, will be restored. Father God, Lord Jesus, O God, we look to you this morning. O God, who is the author and finisher of all faith. We look to you, O God, because you are a mighty provider, O God. We look to you, O God, Lord, because you are our healer, O God. We look to you, O God, this morning, O God, because there's nowhere else, O God, for us to run, O God. O God, where we look around, O God, there's nowhere else for us to go. O God, we look high and low, O God, Lord Jesus. But, O God, there's no one else but you, O God. O God, this morning, O God, we surrender all, O God. We lift our hands, O God, and surrender. We come to you, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, with nothing, O God, but ourselves. O God, we give our hearts to you. We give our praise and adoration, O God, from our lips, O God. O God, renew us, O God. Come into us, O God, like a rushing wind, O God. O God, Lord, just come into us, O God, with fresh wind and fresh fire. Burn off all the dross, O God, all the impurities, O God, that cloud our minds and our thoughts, O God. Help us, O God, to look to you, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, Lord Jesus, let us stand firmly in your word, O God. Let us, O God, not waver, O God, Lord Jesus, from left to right, O God. But, O God, let us be steadfast, O God. Father, O God, this morning, O God, many of us, O God, that we are hurting, O God, in every areas in our lives, O God. But, O God, the only promise that we have, O God, is you. The only word that we have, O God, to hold on to is your word, O God. O God, you promise, O God, that you will never leave us, O God. But this morning, O God, we look to you, O God, look, allow us, O God, Lord, just be like that tree, O God, that is planted by that river of water, O God, that bringeth forth the fruit in its season, O God. Our leaves, O God, will never wither, O God, but whatsoever we do shall prosper, O God. Help us to prosper, O God, in and out of season. Help us, our leaves, O God, not to dry, O God, but we will always, O God, be a blessing to someone, O God. O God, Lord, renew our strength, O God. Renew our mind this morning, O God, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, because you are our God. And in you, O God, we will put our trust, O God. You will never allow us to be put to shame, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, Lord Jesus, O God, we thank you, O God, this morning, O God. O God, when everything is falling apart, O God, our hope, O God, is embedded in you, Our hope, oh God, is in the solid rock, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, all other ground is sinking sand, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, as we give you the praise. We give you all the glory, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, touching each and every intercessor, oh God. Oh God, Lord, continue, oh God, to quicken their steps, oh God. Continue, oh God, to allow them, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, Lord, always to hold on to you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, give us, oh God, that sensitive heart, oh God, for each other, oh God, that we must always, oh, have that spirit of discernment, oh God, that we always, oh God, pray for each other, oh God. Oh God, lift each other up in prayers, oh God. Father God, this morning, oh God, this morning, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, even when, oh God, we are down in the valley, oh God, we know, oh God, Lord, we can still gain strength, oh God, because in the valley is where we gain our strength, oh God. It's in the valley, oh God, is where we, oh God, get to our knees, oh God. It's in the valley, oh God, where we seek you, oh God. It's in the valley, oh God, where you renew us, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, this morning, oh God, have mercy upon your people, oh God. Oh God, destroy, oh God, all witchcraft, oh God. Oh God, come out to plague us, oh God. Destroy anything, oh God. Come, oh God, into our presence, oh God. Oh God, we ask you, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, as we stand, oh God, before you this morning, oh God. We stand, oh God, in solidarity, oh God. You said that one will put 1,000 to flight, but 2 will put 10,000, oh God. Or 3 will put 30,000, oh God. Oh God, but what of, oh God, when we bind ourselves, oh God. Oh God, the devil will flee, oh God. Because we already conquer, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, this morning, oh God, help us, oh God, to bind ourselves together. Help us, oh God, to call upon you, oh God, Lord Jesus. Help us, oh God, to look up to you, oh God, Lord Jesus, who is on that mountain, oh God. Oh God, that you will stretch out your hands down, oh God, and you will see our cry. You will hear our cry, oh God, and you will save us, oh God, from all your infirmities, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, we praise your name, oh God. Your name is worthy. Your name is magnificent. Your name, oh God, is high and lifted up, oh God. Your name is glory, oh God. And we praise you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father, we bless you this morning for every prayer. Father, that's gone up before you. We do not take for granted, God, the opportunity just to call on your name. We thank you, God, that you've allowed us to come together, God, for your divine purpose, God, to lift up petitions, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we might inquire of you, God, and that you might hear our plea today. Father, we thank you on this morning that you alone are God, and besides you there is no other God. Your word declares that when the righteous cry, that the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their trouble. So this morning, God, we thank you for deliverance out of trouble. We thank you this morning, God, for your hand of favor. We thank you, God, that you are still a miracle working God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that we remain steadfast in our faith, God. God, for your word declares, oh God, that we're not to cast away our confidence, for in it, oh God, we shall have great recompense of reward. And Father, I thank you on this morning for the reward, oh God, that you have given unto us. I thank you, oh God, that you're everything we need when we need it. And on this morning, God, you heard our petitions. You heard our cry. God, the things that we have spoken of, and Father, the things that we've not even been able to give voice to. But Father, you know every need that's in our heart. You know every burden that we bear, God. You know the things we went to bed with last night, God. Oh, God, that gave us a restless night. But God, yet you have been the keeper of our mind, oh God. God, you have kept our minds in trying times, oh God. You have strengthened the works of our hand. You rebuked the enemy. And Father, for that we give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh God, we say, even as the scripture says, hallelujah. Oh God, that if it had not been for you that was on our side, oh God, our enemy would have swallowed us up, oh God. But God, I thank you on this morning. God, that no weapon that was formed against us, God, you saw every secret plot of the devil, and God, you rebuked him. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost that's still rebuking the enemy on this morning. Oh God, that you're rebuking every
every evil work. And God, that you are covering us and protecting us, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Father, for that we are grateful this morning. Oh God, in the midst of every storm, you have been faithful. Oh God, in the midst of everything that we have been through, God, you have been faithful. Oh God, every storm, God, that came our way. Oh God, in my God, you preserved our life. And God, not only that, God, God, we experience your benefit. And God, you even preserve, oh God, our belongings. And for that, God, we've got to say thank you. Oh God, you've been a mighty hedge around us. You've been a firewall of protection. Oh God, you've been a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh God, God, you've been a rose of Sharon. God, you've been a lily in the valley. You've been a bright and morning star, our redeemer that lived. Oh God, you've been everything we need when we needed it. God, we can truly confess that when we cried out, you answered. God, you gave us help in the midst of our trouble. You gave us sustaining grace. You touched our minds. You rebuked the devil. Oh God, you help us to bring our flesh under subjection. God, you've been everything. And God, we give you glory this morning. Oh God, we give you praise today. God, for every light that's represented on this line. And God, every secret battle that they're facing. Oh God, things that they cannot give words to. Father, I thank you for being a mighty battle axe. I ask you this morning, God, bind up the devil. Cast out every demonic presence, God, that tries to rule in their life. Oh, God, shut him down. Oh, God, every spirit, God, that dares to come against your anointed. Everything, God, that comes against their family. Everything that comes against their finances. Oh, God, everything that tries to block the favor that you have placed on their life. Father, today I ask you, God, to remember your people. God, remember us today. We need you. We need you to show up and show out today. We just need you to be God. Oh, God, do for us what no other power can do. God, you know our labor. You know our work. God, you know everything that we do. And I'm glad, oh God, that our reward does not come from man, but your word declares, whatever we do, do it heartily unto the Lord, for it is of God that we shall receive our reward. And Father, I thank you that you're not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. Oh God, every labor, oh God, everything we did in obedience to you, every sacrifice we made. Oh God, you're not unrighteous. Now God, help our minds. Help our minds to hold fast. God, don't let us break. Don't let us give in. Oh God, in these trying times. God, for we understand that the trying of our faith is working patience. And God, your word declares that we are to let patience have its perfect work. God, let patience work in us to will and to do of your own good pleasure. Work out of us, God, the mind of this flesh that is an enemy to your will. God, every selfish desire, every selfish motive, everything that's working in us, oh God, that's full of vanity, that's fire, full of pride. Your word declares, oh God, there are six things, oh God, that you hate, and seven is an abomination to you. And God, we know one of them, God, is a proud heart. My God, don't let us be proud in our own ways, but God, let us boast in the God who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Let us boast in the God that started the work in us. Let us boast in you, oh God, for your name is faithful. Faithful are you, oh God, that called us. And God, we know that you are doing it now. Oh, saints, come on and give him some glory. I need you just to begin to open up your mouth and praise him in your own way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just open up your mouth and give him glory.
Thank you.
God, you prepare a table before us. In the presence of our enemy, you anoint our head, God. Anoint us today, oh God.
to you, Lord.
In the name of
about when people who have one heart and one mind come together and pray. Thank you, Lord, when we are on one accord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil has to back up, Jesus. Get his hand off our family. Get his hand off our finances. Get his hand off our mind. Get his hand off of our purpose, our kingdom assignment. The devil has to loosen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And free us to walk in victory and total liberty. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. For whatever the Lord has ordained, it's got to happen. Hallelujah. Anything that has its life in his word, it is eternal. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nothing can kill it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop it. Hallelujah. If his life come from the Lord. Hallelujah. If God has breathed in your vision, if God has breathed anything on you or in you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That's why we survived so much. That's why all the tests that should have killed us couldn't kill us. Hallelujah. Because God spoke over us. Hallelujah. He spoke over your life and decreed and declared who you would be. And therefore, your purpose hallelujah, no matter what comes to try it. Hallelujah, no matter what comes to kill it. You bounce back every time. Hallelujah, full recovery. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, full recovery. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, no matter who conspired, no matter what happened, no matter what demons got together. Hallelujah, and thought they would take you out. Hallelujah. No matter what their plan was, hallelujah. No matter how great the scheme was, hallelujah. No matter how it looked, hallelujah. When it looks like you weren't going to make it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has another plan working, and you have to live. Hey,
hallelujah,
you have to live. For what you have been destined to do, nobody else could do. Nobody else could do this. They came on Sunday. No matter how similar they are to you, they can't do what you can do. Sunday, because this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in your life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no man can rewrite the plan of God, no matter what they want. They can't write you out of God's plan. They can't write your purpose and make it there. They can't take your assignment and make it there. They can't. Hallelujah. Whatever God has decreed and declared, so it is. Hallelujah. So shall it be established. Hallelujah. So rejoice in the God who delivered you and who started the work. Hallelujah. But faithful is he who calls you, who also shall do it. God doing this. Hallelujah. 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 And he's righting the wrong. Hallelujah. He's fixing it. Hallelujah. And he's ordering our steps. Hallelujah. To the appointed place. And we're going to meet up at the appointed hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
At the appointed hour.
Yes, God.
We're going to step into it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God. Glory be to God. Thank
you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless him this morning for this time of prayer. Thank you all so much for joining us. Again, we pray tonight at 9 p.m. We thank you for this time of intercessory prayer that you have connected with us in. Remember to keep penning your prayers. Remember to call out Octavia's name in the loss of her husband. Hallelujah. Remember Mother Marjorie's request as we are continually praying for her family, for the salvation of her children. Hallelujah. Every unspoken request. Remember Shiloh, that the baby that is fighting for their life in the hospital. Call out Shiloh. Call out the will of the Lord. Ask God to touch every organ in that body. Ask God to touch that family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I thank God for being able to connect with praying people. Hallelujah. Because prayer still works. No matter what we see, prayer still works. Thank you, Lord. Go in peace. The Lord be with you. This concludes our call for this morning. God bless you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Bless you. Thank you.